This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Vaccines play a vital role in safeguarding the health of livestock, serving as a key tool in the fight against infectious diseases. By preventing illness in animals, vaccines not only reduce the need for antibiotics, but also help ensure consistent growth and productivity. This in turn contributes to the overall quality of the safety of meat, milk, and other animal products. As such, effective vaccination programs are essential to maintaining both animal welfare and the sustainability of our food supply. But what happens when it comes to storage and handling of these vaccines? We talk more about that next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Animal vaccines should always be stored in a refrigerator to maintain their effectiveness and prevent spoilage. Dr. Lee Jones, a professional service veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, emphasizes that proper storage and handling are critical to ensuring vaccines work as intended and provide reliable protection for livestock.
Ideally, that's going to be between 35 and 45 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's important with these refrigerators that we monitor the temperature, because a refrigerator in a barn has wide temperature swings. We need a thermometer in there to make sure that our refrigerator is, in fact, working properly. It's maintaining that temperature range, that 35 to 45 degrees Fahrenheit, and that our vaccines aren't overheating or freezing. Either one can happen. And so these types of things can really make our vaccines less effective. We don't want these vaccines to basically degrade during the storage process.
Proper vaccination handling goes beyond refrigeration. It also involves careful management during administration. This includes keeping vaccines out of direct sunlight, avoiding contamination, and ensuring syringes and other equipment are clean and functioning properly. Attention to these details at the chute help maintain vaccine potency and protects animal health.
Well, we want to transport vaccines in a solid cooler with ice packs. We want to keep a small cooler ready right there at the chute and keep our vaccines until we're ready to use them and mix them properly. We want to make sure that we keep them cold, and we want to keep them out of the sunlight. We want to keep them from being exposed to the elements out there. Sometimes it can be really hot. Sometimes it can get really, really cold. I've had vaccines actually freeze in the syringe. It was so cold. We want to make sure that we clean our syringes very thoroughly. We need to avoid disinfectants and soaps in syringes that we use modified lives, because if there's any residue from our disinfectant, it can actually neutralize our modified live vaccine. If we're using killed vaccines, we want to make sure we still clean them really, really good, but we don't want to leave any kind of residues. Hot water to get rid of that oily residue left from the vaccines, thoroughly rinsed and completely devoid of any residues, is ideal.
Of course, vaccine selection is the first and most critical decision that producers make when developing a health plan.
We want to make sure that we're using low-dose vaccines. We're administering them subcutaneously. BQA just makes sure when we inject an animal with a product that we get the response we're looking for. BQA principles improve product response. And then a veterinarian that's familiar with our herd help make those recommendations.
For information, visit with your herd health veterinarian. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.